Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Jo as well. We got Atlanta Youth Lacrosse. Our first segment today, you guys, is about LAX Youth Nation. Okay, this is JoJo Wardrum, your host for It's a Good Day for Lacrosse and LAX Youth Nation. And we're about to reach out to the lacrosse community. And the lacrosse community, they're doing a good job right now, man, out in Atlanta and even the South Carolina area, reaching out for this. No pun intended, actually, this jacked up situation with Jack Enright going on the lacrosse field. We're going to get to him in a quick second here and find out what's going on and how's he doing, he's starting to recover and everything like that in the hospital and stuff, and the support he's getting and the support that we're going to also help reach out to him. Okay, you know what? You know, no more. He's probably going to be needing some rest and everything. So let's cut to the chase. And get him on the horn, man. Jack, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, hello? How are you going? This is JoJo Wardrum, but It's a Good Day for Lacrosse.
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, brother. So tell everybody right now, introduce yourself a little bit, and let everybody know what's going on and the situation that you're in, man.
Yeah, so I'm Jack Enright. I'm from Chapin, South Carolina, and I was injured 2 weeks ago on the lacrosse field, someone came down the middle trying to take a shot, and I was playing defense, and I went to go stop him, and when I hit him, it was kind of a weird collision, and I ended up breaking my neck on the field. I'm at the Shepherd Center in Atlanta, Georgia right now, doing some rehab, so I'm getting better.
Let's get away the geographics going on. So you were on the lacrosse field, and then this unintentional thing happened in this physical game, and due to unfortunate circumstances, you had to go to Atlanta. Why did you have to go to Atlanta to the hospital, Jack?
Well, Atlanta, we heard tons of great reviews about this place. It does a lot of miracles, and it's like drivable for my family and friends to come visit me. So it was just the best place for me to go for my injury. There, it's just a great place that does a lot of great things for people.
Very nice to hear, man. And then the hospital staff, the nurses and the doctors and everyone are treating you kind and everything, huh? They're working on you.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's great here. It's an amazing place with amazing people, and they really know what they're doing here and getting me back on track. So I'm very grateful for that.
Very good. If you don't mind, man, you can give this to the hospital. They're doing such a good job. You can give the hospital a shout-out. What's the name of the hospital address? What's the name of the hospital that you're at? I know you guys put it out there, but go ahead. So you can take a hear from you. The name of the hospital.
It's the Shepherd Center in Atlanta. The Shepherd Spine Center.
So, Jerry, so I know you just said it like how it happened, but I know you're number 28, and you got a lot of outreach going on for you, and to get everybody a little bit more clear of the onset, because there's probably a lot of people, curious minds, like parents, coaches, lacrosse fans in general, people that want to be lacrosse fans, let them know that how this happened. You were on the defensive end, and you were playing defense on the attacking team, and just a weird shot on you happened. And was it the point of contact, or was it from the hit, or was it a point of contact when you hit the floor and you just felt strange, or...?
It was when I went to go hit him, and when I hit him, my neck kind of collapsed on itself, I guess, and as I was going to the ground, I couldn't feel anything, so it was when I made contact with the player.
And Jack, and then I would assume that the officials, lacrosse officials are, I'm one myself, you know, for high school and youth, and out of all the sports, I ref other sports as well. Lacrosse is by far the most things you have to see. It's like an incredible amount that lacrosse referees have to see and everything like that. So the refs, I'm sure, were on it, and I'm sure they stopped the play immediately. And let us know, like, as far as like the game continued, did they have to court you off, like, right away with the ambulance, and then did you go to Atlanta immediately?
Well, after the hit, I couldn't feel like anything from my legs down, and I could move my arms and stuff, but the refs and everything just like stopped the game. Everyone on the bench, and as I was being evaluated, a kid from the other team actually led a prayer for me with both teams, so that was really cool. And then my coach was on the field with me, and they got me on the stretcher and took me to the ICU trauma center as soon as possible.
Very good. And that was glad to hear. Like, the lacrosse community started off with the opposing team and getting both teams together and saying a prayer for you, man. And I know prayers are going out your way from here over here in Denver, Colorado, and throughout the lacrosse community. And lacrosse community, I mean, not just Atlanta, not just Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, not South Carolina, but I'm talking about from the East Coast to the West Coast to the other parts of the world. Lacrosse community is a unique blend of energy that we shout out to each other and help each other out, man. So I'm glad that you're so to speak like looking up in a way. And how as far as the recovery going so far, Jack? I know it's got to be tough. I know it's got to be rough, but your support is helping out with you. But how are you feeling? Not just physically or anything, but how are you feeling, man?
Oh, I'm feeling mentally, I'm keeping it really positive, you know, day by day, just one step at a time. But physically, I'm doing better. I'm seeing some improvements. When I first got here, I couldn't really move any of my fingers or anything, just because my nerves got cut off that went to my fingers. But as the days go by, I can move my fingers more and more. So it's really cool to see the progression and stuff like that, that the physical therapist and stuff are taking you through. So it's been really good here.
No, that's good. And how about Jack? How about any movements, man? From the waist down, what's going on there, man?
Well, I have full sensation from the waist down. I can feel everything. When people touch me in my toes, and so I can feel it. But as of right now, I have no movement or motion in my feet. So I'm in a wheelchair right now.
Okay. And then this may sound like a silly question or something, but how's the eating habits, Jack? What is your eating habits right now? As far as is it only hospital food? Are you allowed to eat certain things, or can or cannot?
Oh yeah, I'm on a full diet right now, so they have good food for me here in the hospital, but. If my friends and family want to treat me or something, they're completely welcome to go and give me something from the store and stuff like that. I really appreciate when they do that. So it's pretty nice.
That's good. But for the most part, you might, I don't know, your eating habits where you might be craving like a cheeseburger or some southern cooking or something like that, but are you trying to eat like clean food and healthy and staying off the sugar and stuff like that so you can help yourself recuperate, or what? I'm very curious here.
Yeah, definitely trying to eat healthy and clean, let my body heal as well as possible.
Okay.
But I like to have my sugar tooth every once in a while. But even before my injury, I always ate pretty clean. So I like to carry that on at the hospital with me.
Very, very good. Very good to hear. And then any predictability as far as like your team and how are they doing for the rest of the season, like carrying you on for the rest of this season? Because I know you're number 20. I know you're the captain. I know your brother. We're going to get him on the horn in a minute here. But I want to know, like, what is that? How is that looking as far as your team and how they're carrying on at the games with you, for you?
You know, I have a strong team behind me. I love all of them. And they learn to overcome me missing. We have other strong players on the team, and I know they're going to step up in future games. So they'll find a way to work with it.
Nice. That's good to hear, man. And is your we're going to get Mary Jo and Lou also, but is your mom on the horn right now?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Right on, man. How are you hanging in there?
I'm hanging in there, okay. I'm Mama Bear right now, so yep. I guess that's kind of kicked in, and I have fun, and I'm thrilled that I have him. But it's been tough to watch. Jack's being very brave and very positive. It's been he was in the ICU at the local hospital for a week, and that was, I think, the toughest part is just because we expected him to walk out. We expected him to walk out, and he didn't.
Oh.
But he had some support. His teammates were there, and the main thing I would want to get across is that the love and support and the visitors from the community and the team, guys. It's been unreal, and so it's been what's carried Jack. You hear how positive he is, and that's why. But we expected him to walk out of the hospital. We never expected when we went in that he wouldn't walk out.
Right, right.
So it's tough to watch him, but he's doing great.
Wow.
It's been
and go ahead. Yes, I bet it has in many different ways, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they want to look at things as permanent. They'll work with you with what you have. You know, and when he starts getting tingly or feeling down his leg, then they'll work on that rehab. But right now, you know, they're teaching him how to use a wheelchair, and he's doing it, and he's just learned the power wheelchair and the manual wheelchair. So that's, you know, that's tough. We have a lot of hope, and again, all the support from everybody, that's what has carried him every day. It's been amazing.
That is amazing. And how are you? Like, say, I would assume that you still have to work, and you are human, you know. I'm sure you still have to go to work and come and see your son, and you're probably doing a lot of traveling and everything like that. You got to just stay focused and everything like that, you know. And
I'm here with him, actually. Yeah, I'm going to stay with him for a month. They pretty much tell you to drop everything, and I've been, you know, barely by the house and since this happened, and you pretty much drop everything, and if you can get a room at the Shepherd Center, you pack up and you go, and you're there for a month.
Fantastic.
So the community stepped in. Yeah, the community is supporting us. Amazing.
Yes, that is amazing. And can we get Connor? Is Connor on the horn right now?
He should be.
I'm here.
I can step one.
Connor, are you available? Yeah, yes, I could hear you, Connor. So, Connor, how are you doing, man, with your brother? Are you, like, you know, being a big brother and giving him a little, poking some little fun at him as far as, like, giving him a good sense of humor, keep him going and stuff like that?
Yeah, man, I'm doing good. I'm trying to be a good, strong, big brother. But, yeah, I mean, we still have fun trying to keep the spirits up. But Jack's doing more of keeping everyone else's spirits up, whereas you think it would be us trying to keep his spirits up, but he's being the one kind of keeping everyone steady.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. So like Jack is like he has a strong guard up right now and everything like that. But yeah, you know, you're his big brother, man. Let him know that, you know, let him know you're there with him, and it's okay if he lets loose on you. You know what I mean? As far as like gets emotional and everything like that. That's a big thing, man. And I'm glad you're stepping up for your little brother. How's it going on the lacrosse field so far? Have you been to any games since this devastating injury to your little brother?
Yeah, man. It's been weird, to be honest. We've been playing together side by side since I started lacrosse, and it's after he left the game, I actually finished the game, and that was weird. I was still kind of in shock for the rest of that. I just figured he'd want me to kind of finish it off and just be with my team, and I went to the hospital after that. But the next game was when it was really weird because the shock had kind of worn off and a reality kind of set in that he wasn't there with me, and it was the first time ever for me that he wasn't there playing by my side, and it's hard, man. He's my co-captain too, so just it was something I hadn't experienced before. But we're moving along as a team. We're not moving along. We're just adjusting because he's still part of the team,
right,
for sure.
Right.
But we're right. Finding ways to adjust and kind of finish the season. But yeah, it's definitely different.
Hey Connor, your co-captain, your teammate for life, and your little brother Jack gave a really cool insight about how the opposing team player let both teams together during this injury time and set a prayer going on. Is that still going on during these past couple of weeks after that? Are you trying to honor that, or are you being allowed to?
When the injury first happened, our team and the other team came together and they held a prayer while I was actually next to Jack and with my mom and dad, just kind of supporting them and being there for them. But since then, we've had prayers before the games and just kind of moment of silence just to think about Jack and just remember how awesome of a player he is and awesome of a teammate he is and everything. And he's definitely been mentioned, and every team that we've played and teams around the state have made stickers to put on helmets and stuff, so that's awesome to see how, even though we're playing against each other and we're each trying to fight for that win, we're coming together over Jack just because the kind of player he is and person he is just kind of spread, and everyone, even people who don't know him, have come together to support Jack.
Well, man, okay, very, very, very good. And, you know, I'm sure this is a surreal moment for you, your team, the community, and everyone here, you know, everyone on the airways. Hey, everybody, this is It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wargemer. And my show's title, It's a Good Day for Lacrosse. It is a good day for lacrosse because the lacrosse community is stepping up for Jack Enright. So it's always a good day for lacrosse. I'm very helpful. I'm very happy to be helpful and be a part of this, you know, Jack. And I want to get to Coach Connor. Is that okay if I get to Coach Metcalf?
Yeah, go ahead.
Coach.
Yeah.
Okay, Coach. Yes. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing all right. Hanging in there.
Good, good. Okay, good, man. Hey, Coach, so, you know, you and the rest of the coaching staff and the whole school and everything like that, as far as, like, the practices that have been going on, are you still talking with your kids and, you know, and putting it on their, not so much on their shoulders at all, but putting it on their hearts that your team, they still got to play hard. Of course, always keeping safety
for themselves and for the opposing players and for the teammates, keeping safety ready but still playing hard. How are you doing that? How are you keeping telling the coach that your kids to play still play hard?
Oh yeah, the kids are definitely still playing hard. I mean, I keep trying to remind everybody. You know, Jack is probably one of the better competitors I've ever seen. Real competitive, always plays. You know, last whistle. It's nothing more you could ever ask for a coach from a player than what Jack is. And so, you know, I've been trying to remind the kids that, you know, at the end of the day, we are playing for Jack right now. And you know, although you know we might have lost one of our best players for right now, you know, we still got to play hard and we got to, you know, honor him through the way we're playing.
Yeah, that's what a great way to answer that, Coach. And as far as the rest of the coaching staff, did you guys have a meeting about this whole situation and everything like that to get everybody in gear so you guys could be on the same page, even the same sentence?
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, I'm kind of doing it by myself on the varsity end this year. I do have a JV coach that kind of helps out, but between the two teams, there's just the two of us. You know, I met with my athletic director and the JV coach, Coach Cato, and, you know, kind of discussed what we need to do and how we can best help Jack and, you know, to move forward and, you know, just kind of move on with the season. Not move on, but, you know, like I said, just, you know, to make sure everything's handled appropriately and, you know, make sure that we're there for any players that might need our help.
Right on, Coach, man. Way to keep, a lot of people like to say on the field, way to keep your head on the swivel and not just on the lacrosse field, but off the lacrosse field as well. Way to look out for your team and way to get together with the AD and the JV coach and everything like that. So you got a tough plate on you. You know what I mean? A tough and heavy plate on you because you're pretty much the own guy right there. So I'm glad the team is in good hands. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You're like a one-man band almost out there.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Coach, man. Right on, man. You get my little war drum beat for you, man. You and your team, man. You guys get my war drum beat, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And I appreciate you doing this for yourself and for the lacrosse community as well. And you know, it's unfortunate, man, that your high school has to be recognized, so to speak, and Jack and everything like that for this tragedy. But you know, I'm glad like radio shows like you know It's a Good Day for the Lacrosse with JoJo Wargamer and other radio shows like Laxworm, his radio show and. You know, Dan Powell, Destiny. I'm glad that we're all reaching out with it because we're going to do you know youth to the pros and everything in between. So like whether it's a rough tough situation or whether it's a good situation, we're always going to strive, you know, to make it a better situation, even if it is good or even if it's not. We're always going to be looking out for the youth to the pros and everything in between. You know, hey, Coach. Thank you so much for your time. You can hang on the air if you want because you might want to spit out a couple of few words or anything like that. But I would like to get to Mary Jo Cossetti, an active youth lacrosse, and Luke Cossetti. I want to reach out to you guys so you guys can reach out so you can give everybody an understanding on how they can help out Jack. Because, you know, in a hospital visit, like for example, one time I had a hospital back in the day, you know, I ended up getting, you know, maybe you guys don't know my story through lacrosse all-stars, but I got stabbed 14 times throughout my whole head, neck, and body, and I died several times in the hospital. And the hospital was literally less than a half a mile from where I got stabbed, my 14 stabs. The hospital, the ambulance ride was almost $1,000 that I ended up having to pay for because nobody else wanted to pay for. So I can imagine the cost, okay, from South Carolina to Atlanta and everything like that. So let everybody know, Mary Jo, you can start off, and then Luke or Sadie, you could jump in too. You guys know when to cut in each other in and out, but let everybody know how everybody could reach out and help with the funding that's going on.
JoJo, this is Mary Jo, and thank you certainly for reaching out to me so that we can connect the La Crosse community with Jack Enright and his family. Certainly honored beyond words to have met Jack, and we'll soon meet his brother and his family. First, you know, have to say the groundswell started with his team and Chapin La Crosse and the Columbia, South Carolina. Fortunate enough to be in a position here in Atlanta to spread through our contacts the word about Jack's situation. Every mother's nightmare, and certainly every player, and coach, parent, trainer.
Every mother's and every I don't want to
father's.
Every
yeah,
mother's,
right. Every mother's,
every,
father's,
yeah.
brother's, sister's nightmare to see or witness or realize that your friend or your teammate or your classmate is now in this position. That being
right.
said, yes, you brought up the point, expenses, and you don't think of those things. You don't think about now the family is traveling to Atlanta. You have car expenses, gas expenses. You have Connor in South Carolina, and he needs care. You have his family here that needs food, and they're, you know, you're tired, and you don't have connections here. And having done this quite a few years ago with another player, I know that the circle of support is what is needed, and that's from cards, flowers, candies, baskets, notes, jersey scent, helmet scent, you know, anything that Jack can wear that can get him excited when he goes to physical therapy and he can look cool instead of being in hospital gowns. Food, yes, we got to fatten Jack up. The community already here in Georgia and around the La Crosse community has been incredible in just how they've already communicated to me. I'm here to facilitate, to help this family. And you contacting me and through your contacts is only going to make it even better for Jack and his family and for any others that wind up in this situation. So thank you.
You're welcome. No worries. Thank you. Thank you too. And then we're going to get great points you brought up because it's of course Jack first and foremost, and then it's his mom, his brother, and stuff like that. He's going to need like the community to help out his brother too. He needs to help him out with, with cooking him dinner, cooking him food, so he can take a little bit less worry. So yes, excellent points, man. And we got about roughly 4 minutes because we also have Chris Brainier from the Demarais Conditioning Coach on here. And then everybody, you can replay this anytime. You can check this out later. We'll tweet it out. We'll Facebook it out, and we'll get the links for everybody. But check this out. Mary Jo, can we get Lou so he could talk about the logistics as far as like what or whoever, like where can the lacrosse community and then some go to help out Jack with this funding raising? Where can we go to do that?
Hey, JoJo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Lou. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Thanks again for doing this, and shout out to Jack. I got a chance to see Jack last night coming back from a business trip, and he looks tremendous. As Mary just said, we helped another young man out a couple of years ago, and you know, it wasn't the same versus looking at Jack. So I was pretty excited when I walked out of there saying, all right, this guy's got this. So I haven't gotten a chance to meet his mom yet, but I hear she's awesome, or his dad and his co-captain brother, because they're trying to, as Coach Jeremy said, which is ironic because Jeremy played for me back in the day, and I was telling Jack some funny stories about Jeremy when he was at Presbyterian, who played with some kids that I coached from Atlanta along with my son. So it's been a cool ride from that perspective. And, you know, again, being involved in lacrosse for so many years, and then, you know, when Mary Jo said that, you know, you got in touch with them, with her, I was like, oh, that's awesome. And she's like, yeah, but I'm not sure who he is. I said, well, he's the guy that plays the drum at the Outlaw game. Don't you remember that? Because we saw a game there. So, you know, again, everybody around, I spoke to a friend of mine from Idaho who's trying to get some stuff together for Jack. U.S. Lacrosse, locally and nationally, is trying to do things for Jack. Certainly, Jack's teammates are the biggest supporters behind this, other than his family. And as Mary just said, we're just facilitators. We've been down this path before, so we kind of know what's going on. It's very helpful to Jack and his family to know that, you know, they can lean on us whatever they need, whether, you know, if they got somebody coming in from the airport or whether they need to stay at our house, or, you know, we'll find them a place. The Shepherd Center is a spinal center. It's an incredible facility. They do have off-campus next to the hospital rooms that people stay at for a little bit. And, you know, Jack's mom is hanging in there as best as she can. As Mary just said, it's a tough go. But, again, Jack has a tremendous attitude, so that's gonna pull him through this.
Yeah, Mary Jo told me that he's an amazing stand-up kid. And I got to give a quick shout-out to Tom McGee. He sent me the link about this whole situation, Tom McGee. You can find him on Facebook, everybody. Thank you, Tom McGee, if you're out there listening right now, for helping me find out this whole situation that's going on. Lou, we got roughly about 2 to 3 minutes, and then we got to get Chris Binger from the Denver Outlaw Strength and Conditioning Colts on here. But can you tell us, like, where can we go? What is the fundraising web pages or so on and so forth? What can we do to get a hold of this?
Well, I think Jack's parents set up a GoFundMe page, which is, I think, been going very well. And Mary Jo and, you know, other groups have been, you know, tagging Jack in Facebook and Twitter and things of that nature. So I think people are finding out that way. That's the beauty of social media versus the old days. So that's certainly a good thing, and that's how kids communicate as well as some adults now. But I think that's the best thing to do. I think Anne probably be better suited to tell us, you know, what their needs are, and then use people like Mary Jo and Jeremy, who's, you know, he's in it, you know, with his team every day. So those are the folks that would probably be better suited to answer that.
Well, we'll get to them right now. And Mary Jo and Luca Setti, you guys come from a long line of rich lacrosse blood in you. And you know, me being a native powerhouse, Native American powerhouse, I can say you guys are rich in the blood with lacrosse, including your son Gordon. I was like, I wonder if there's like a connection there. And I found out that you guys are, of course, obviously related to Gordon as well. I mean, the guy's a stand-up guy himself. So I want to thank you guys for everything, for reaching out with lacrosse around the world and everything like that, you guys. And can we please get to Jack or Connor or his mom and try to find out if we could do this like within the next minute to minute and a half, if you guys could shout out the links or the webs or whatever it is that we could, as the lacrosse community, to reach out for the financial part of this.
It's GoFundMe.com. / pray for Jack, and the four is a number four. So it's GoFundMe.com/pray the number four Jack. So pray for Jack.
GoFundMe.com.
Mm-hmm. / pray for Jack.
And everybody, really quick here, and let everybody know. And I want to thank, this is my show, The Lax Youth Nation. And I want to thank Atlanta Youth Lacrosse again. You know, shout out to Atlanta Youth Lacrosse for stepping up. And if you can let everybody know your Facebook page for Jack.
It's actually, I was set up as Pray for Jack. So that one was also Pray for Jack Facebook page.
There you go. If you didn't get the GoFundMe.com site, you could go to Facebook and go for pray, not play, but pray, okay? Pray, like pray to God, pray for Jack, and you can find that on Facebook for Jack.
Yep, or you could Google Jack Enright, and you can find that too. But thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for having us on.
Now Jack's a celebrity.
Thank you so much for having us on. A big shout out to the Gamecock for putting Jack's sticker, his initials on their helmet, and for Limestone Lacrosse, College Lacrosse, to visit him in the hospital.
Yeah, and
awesome. Go ahead.
Also, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to some great lacrosse figures like Paul Rabel and Kyle Harrison and Casey Powell that have shouted out to me. It's amazing to give their support, and it helps a lot.
And I'm glad you did that, Jack, because I was going to get to you, and I wanted to give, I want to let you get say your piece real quick. And I think it would be wise for you to get some rest and everything like that, because you got some lacrosse feature. I'm going to get a hold of Lax Video Game and everything like that, and I'm going to see what he could do for a shout out for you as well, Carlos Sunstein, my buddy Carlos Sunstein for the lacrosse video game.
Awesome.
Jack,
yeah. Thank you so much for.
Go ahead, Jack.
Oh no, I was just gonna say thank you so much for having us on.
No, you're welcome. Thank you, everyone out there that's listening to the show, and thank you, Jack. Hey, Jack, man, you're a tough, cool customer, man. But your family is there for you, so you know I'm glad you're being you're being tough character and everything like that, but it's okay. We're all human, man. You know what I mean? So, but still hang in there tough, and nothing but good vibes for you and prayers for you throughout the world for going out for you and financial needs. Hopefully this helps out with your financial needs for you and your family as well. Everybody hit up Jack, find him, Google him, Jack Enright, Enright. And everybody, without further ado, it's a good day for the cross with JoJo Wardrummer. Segment number two. You guys can stay on if you want to listen as well. It's up to you guys, Enright family and company and the lacrosse community. But we have right now the champions, the Denver Outlaws. Okay? Denver Outlaws, this is my show right now called Outlaws War Party. And we have Chris Sprengler for the strength and conditioning coach. Let's get him on right now, man. Coach, are you there?
Hey, JoJo, how are you?
Oh, okay, brother. Hey, Coach, I'm going to get you on again, okay, Coach? I am going to get you on again. We have approximately 9 minutes for you. We're going to do some video on you, too, with the Wardrummer TV, but we're going to do this radio show right now. And like I said, I'm going to get you on again, no doubt about it, on a radio show. But I'm glad you're on with the Denver Outlaws of last year. Can you give everybody a quick shout-out that's been waking up early in the morning with you, man, before sunrise sometimes, I guess, huh? And doing some strength and conditioning with the man, Chris Singer.
Yeah, we've been going for about 6 weeks now. We've got a good morning crew of the guys who are in town. We got, you know, a good core group of guys, Matt Bocklet, Greg Downing, Ken Clausen, Cam Flint, Jeremy Noble was coming out until he got picked up by the Mammoth. So it's been a good training session so far.
And then, Coach, last year, you know, we had the Wardrummer roll going, Coach. And, you know, you and I talked a few times on the side and everything like that, and you got him going, man. And how can I say this, Coach? Okay, but through some very unfortunate circumstances, you had a tragedy and could not make the championship game, you know. I mean, myself, I was bewildered at the time. I was like, where's Coach, man? But can everybody know in a quick form, as far as, like, you couldn't make it out to the championship game for the reason that you did, and how are you getting the team prepared and even yourself prepared, ready to defend the Steinfeld Trophy?
Right. Well, yeah, it was a up and down season for sure emotionally. I'd lost my father the week before the championship, and it was more important that I stayed with my family and supported them. I knew the team was going to do well, and I'd done all the preparations I could ahead of time. So I stayed with my family and did the right thing. Luckily, they won the championship, and that kind of eased some of the pain. But this year, you know, we're carrying the coveted target on our back, and we're just trying to rebuild our team. We've got some new components coming in, new players. We've got a good core group of guys, but we're excited for what could be a great year. Winning the championship is great for the organization. It was a big pressure off their back. I know they had tried before a number of times. And that this first year, or this year was their first year winning the championship, and I know a lot of people that were with the organization took a big sigh of relief. And I keep asking the players, is this going to be a one and done, or is this be a dynasty? So that's one thing I keep asking. Are we going to keep pushing every day? And as far as getting ready for the season, there's always room for improvement. There's always things we can tweak. We can work on, you know, guys that were not initially starters last year that are going to be put into bigger roles this year. So getting them ready for the season that way. Lee Zink, one of our best defenders, retired, and we're going to try and get our guys in shape to fill his abilities.
Coach, you mentioned Greg Downey. He had an injury a couple years back, and then, me for one, I'm a big fan of Greg Downey and his how can I say, his speed and his athleticism.
Oh, yeah.
And his just strong will to, like, he's like very aggressive. Are you just going to turn him loose and say, like, man, just release, man?
Yeah, he is. He's a phenomenal athlete. He is one of the guys that makes morning workouts, and he's just one of those guys that's always in shape, always takes it up a notch. And having him come to the morning workouts has been great. Right now he plays for the Minnesota Swarm, and so we try and curtail our training or scale it. So we push him hard at the beginning of the week, and as his indoor season approaches or his indoor games approach, we try and do a little more stretching, a little more active recovery. And then he, you know, travels with the Swarm wherever they play. They're playing Buffalo this weekend. So this morning's workout, I gave him a scaled version, so he's not tired and beaten down. Yeah, so he's fresh and ready to go this weekend.
Awesome. Coach, is there anything that you're working on more than what you did last year? Like, did you see anything that needs to be tweaked? For example, from Matt Bossert. And even Ken Clausen, like the defenders. I'm specifically targeting the defenders right now. Did you see anything that you need to be tweaked on, and then you're working on it? Because I noticed Ken Clausen is coming out like a ravaged animal, man, when he's playing defense, like during the scrimmages and stuff. And I was like, what's going on? I think that's Chris Frazier behind him.
Yeah, no, Mike, he's been great. Yeah. He's had some injuries in the past, and so working on his speed and their individual strength for their different positions. Even from close defense to long stick midi, there's different skill sets you need. So we're working on a lot of different things for both those guys. And yeah, they are some great defenders. I feel like every defenseman plays with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. So those guys got it.
Mm-hmm. Very cool, Chris. Very cool. And what about, like, their eating habits? Like I know you maybe like being a little bit cool with them or anything like that, but when it comes to the training time, are you telling them that, like what you said, are you one and done, or are you in it to be a dynasty? Are you in it to be like, and I don't care what you say right now, Pat Riley, are you in it ready for back-to-back championships, man?
Right. And you mentioned diet and nutrition. One of the hard things we have to face is we're a traveling team. We spend half our games on the road, and these guys have got to be smart about what they eat, what their meal preparation is. Even the week of the championship, one of the best preparations I've ever seen was Jeremy Sieverts. Jeremy, top 2-point shooter in the league. He's a phenomenal athlete.
Yes.
He planned out every meal before the championship and was just raring to go. You know, I love seeing guys who put that much dedication into it 7 days a week. And these guys do look to me for help, and I try and help direct them in the right path for nutrition, for rest, for recovery, just all those different things. I try and advise them and give them another set of eyes. That, you know, we're dealing with a high level of athlete. Yeah.
Very, very cool, Coach. I got to get you on. Yeah, is it okay, Coach Spengler, if I get you on next week so we can have a part two with
Absolutely.
You?
I'm always willing to talk about the Outlaws. They're a great program.
Awesome. We're going to get Chris Springer, everybody, a part two, because I got a lot more unanswered questions that we didn't get to this time. And next week also we're going to have Major League Lacrosse Houston. Houston is vying for a franchise out there in Houston, so we're going to have Houston Lacrosse. They're going to be in the All-Star game for Major League Lacrosse, and we're going to have them on the horn next week, and we're going to have Chris Springler from the Denver Outlaws Strength and Conditioning Coach. Coach, I am so looking forward, because my fingers and my tongue and my head is itching, my feet are pounding, and they're ready for you for next week already, man. Get the guys ready.
Absolutely. Thank you, JoJo. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, Coach. And like I said, man, I already cannot wait to have you on again next week, brother.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Everybody, that was Jack Enright. That was and his family in the lacrosse community. That was Chris Spangler for the Denver Outlaws, the strength and conditioning coach for the world champion 2014. And like my buddy Chris said, man, he, by the way, guys, he does stuff with the high school out here and for the youth as well. We're going to touch a little base on that next week too. And of course, we're going to cover more angles and we're going to cover more of the field with lacrosse, because I want to get to some attackmen. I want to get to everything, man. I'm excited to talk to Chris, man. That dude is a bad, cool, collective customer, man. And everybody, yeah. Go ahead and have a good night, and we'll get you on. I have somebody from the 508 area code. Please, you're welcome to call again in again next week. This is JoJo Wardrummer. It's a good day for lacrosse. Sounding off, man. Looking forward to talking to you all next week. ML Houston, Denver Outlaws, you're on the horn next week, right here.